The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinn Féin finding itself mired in controversy again. You'll all be well aware at this stage of the news that Brian Stanley has resigned from the party. The party leader, President Mary Lou MacDonald, was on News Talk Breakfast talking about this morning. Take a listen.
I think what you are seeing evidence of is my determination that the rules and standards of the party will be applied across the board. And to me, it doesn't matter if you're an ordinary member of the party or if you're a person in senior leadership, those rules will be applied without fear, without favour. They'll be applied fairly. And where behaviour falls below standards, there will be sanctions and consequences for the people in question. So this is about accountability, Shane, and this is what it looks like. On the issue of the wider party, I was in Sligo yesterday evening. I met with activists from the West. They're up and at it. I met with people about community funding and childcare. So meanwhile, all of these matters are publicly commented on naturally, and the party deals with very difficult circumstances like this. Sinn Féin is up and at it because we are conscious that we are literally weeks away from a very, very important election. What you're seeing in Sinn Féin, which is, I will grant you, very unusual in Irish public and political life, is transparent accountability and the fallout from that.
That was Mary Lou MacDonald, Uachtaráin Sinn Féin, speaking to the gang on News Talk Breakfast this morning. James Lawless is with me now, the Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State. Minister, you're welcome to the show. What questions would you like Sinn Féin to answer on this front?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is the very opposite of transparency. And it really, I read about this over the weekend, like everyone else. And the first thing that struck me was, if this is an issue that Sinn Féin feel warranted criminal investigation and Garda attention, why did they sit on it for 3 months up until last night? And listening to Matt Carthy on the radio earlier today and Mary Lou, indeed, this morning, they both made a reference that because Brian Stanley had left the party, they referred it to the Gardaí. So if Brian Stanley had not left the party, would they still be trying to brush it under the carpet and deal with it privately and quietly away from the media and away from the public domain? And it appears to me that they would. So I suppose the first question is, how do they think it's acceptable to conduct their own sort of parallel quasi-criminal investigation for 3 months? Then, secondly, what triggered this idea to refer to the Gardaí? Did anything change? It appears from many interviews I've heard today, yesterday, no, nothing seems to have changed other than Brian Stanley.
Well, it appears, but we don't know. Perhaps something did change. Perhaps some new revelation came to light that elevated this beyond a matter that can be dealt with internally, and they felt, whoa, this now needs to go to the Gardaí.
Sure, that's a reasonable question, but none of the Sinn Féin representatives that I've heard interviewed in the last 24 hours have said that, and they've actually been asked that, and they've been unable to answer. And even if we take their case at its height, Mary Lou said this morning that there was a report finished in this internal inquiry on the 4th of October. Even if we accept that maybe that was the latest date that full information was available, that's 10 days ago. That's the guts of 2 weeks. So even if we take their case at its height, and I think it's actually, according to Brian Stanley's own statement, it's 3 months on. But why do they think, I mean, there is no parallel court or no parallel system. The authority in Ireland for investigating criminal activity is in Garda Síochána. If they find a significant enough a matter, it goes to the Director of Public Prosecutions and it goes before the court. There is no parallel.
Yeah, but all political parties, all organisations have internal disciplinary procedures.
So it depends what the issue is, okay? And in a civil matter, say an employer will be able to have, if you breach your company's code of conduct, right? Sorry, if you're an employer, you'll have a contract with your organisation, and if you breach your contract, you may be caught up for a disciplinary matter, okay? There's something analogous in political parties. That's for normal bread and butter things, like somebody, you know, broke a rule and put up posters where they weren't supposed to, or somebody, you know, got in the way of an internal vote at a convention, something like that. Bread and butter things happen in political parties. But Sinn Féin are telling us, not me, not anybody else, Sinn Féin are telling us that they referred this to the Gardaí because they consider it maybe a criminal matter. Now, I have no idea what Brian Stanley did or didn't do or what someone else might did or didn't do. I'm not going to even comment on that. But I'm listening to Sinn Féin and I'm taking them at their word that this was a potentially criminal matter worthy of Garda investigation. And my question, the singular number one question is, how do they think it's acceptable to run some kind of quasi-criminal investigative process for 3 months themselves. I know they've always had a strained relationship with the courts and with the justice system in this country. For a long time, they didn't recognise it at all.
They've recognised it, though, for some years now. They accept the legitimacy of the courts and the Gardaí and the Defence Forces.
Well, not this summer, not in August 2024 or September 2024. They had a matter that they have described as worthy of Garda attention, that they have said may involve criminal activity, and they decided to keep it in-house up until the last minute when it was forced out because of Brian Sonnay's resignation. That, to me, is not the activity of a normal political party. It's not even the activity of a normal organisation.
James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD, Minister of State. Minister, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.